Welcome back, everybody. This is Rick Pettigrew with your sneak peek at our top news stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. A collection of massive hand axes from 300,000 years ago in England has archaeologists wondering how they could have been used. A study of stone artifacts from a cave in the Philippines points to the use of fiber technology 39,000 years ago. Archaeologists in England are scratching their heads to explain the large size and linear arrangement of around 25 big pits dug at a rare Mesolithic site about 8,000 years ago. And an astonishing 18,000-year-old date has come in for the Rimrock Draw rock shelter site under excavation in eastern Oregon. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue this year, including a tour of Andean sites in Peru in October. You can still join us. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy. Here are the headlines in archaeological and historical news from July 2nd through July 8th, 2023. We begin this week in England, where archaeologists have found improbably large prehistoric hand axes along with hundreds of other stone artifacts. As reported by Heritage Daily, the finds have been made by researchers at the University College London Institute of Archaeology in advance of some development work in the Kent region. The team unearthed over 800 stone artifacts they believe date back to around 300,000 years ago. The standout finds are two large hand axes fashioned from flint. The tools have a distinctive shape with a long, finely worked tip and a much thicker base. Such tools were probably used for butchering animals and cutting meat. It is uncertain if all these hand axes would have been suited for this purpose, as the larger of the tools is nearly a foot long. According to UCL archaeologist Letty Ingrey, the size of this object would have made it impractical as a tool, suggesting it may have had a ceremonial function instead. The team is also excavating a nearby Roman cemetery. They have found the remains of 25 individuals, 13 of whom were cremated. 9 of the buried individuals were found with goods or personal items, including bracelets, and 4 of them were interred in wooden coffins. Collections of pottery and animal bones found nearby likely relate to feasting rituals at the time of burial. The results of the study have been published in the journal Internet Archaeology. Our second story takes us to the Philippines, where researchers have found evidence of the practical use of plant material by prehistoric people far earlier than ever before. As reported by phys.org, stone tools dating back 39,000 years ago from the site of Tabon Cave in the Philippines show microscopic damage consistent with damage known to come from use in stripping bamboo and palm. Such plants can be highly useful when fashioned into baskets and rope, but these materials normally break down too easily to survive in the archaeological record. Indigenous communities in this region today use tools to strip plants like bamboo and palm, turning rigid stems into supple fibers for tying and weaving. Researchers experimentally used these plant processing techniques and found that this activity leaves a characteristic pattern of microscopic damage on stone tools. The same pattern was identified on 3 stone artifacts from Tabon Cave. This represents some of the oldest evidence of fiber technology in Southeast Asia, highlighting the technological skills of prehistoric communities dating back 39,000 years. This is far earlier than the 8,000-year age of the oldest preserved artifacts made of plant fibers in Southeast Asia. This research also demonstrates a method for revealing otherwise hidden signs of prehistoric plant technology. Further study will shed light on the antiquity of these techniques, their widespread use in the past, and whether modern practices in this region are the result of an uninterrupted tradition. The study was published in the journal PLOS ONE. We return to England for our third story, where excavators from the Museum of London Archaeology have come upon a site containing up to 25 monumental pits. As reported by The Guardian, the site in the area of Bedfordshire dates to around 8,000 years ago, during the poorly documented Mesolithic period that ended with the arrival of the first Neolithic farmers 6,000 years ago. The pits are aligned and clustered around former stream channels, possibly suggesting a spiritual significance. Other such pits have been found in Britain, but no other site features so many in a single area. Digging these pits would have been a difficult feat without the use of metal tools. Measuring up to 16 feet wide and 6 feet deep, each is round with steep sides. The site has been explored as part of two separate development projects. Inside some of the pits, the archaeologists found animal bones, including the remains of aurochs, a wild species of cattle with evidence that people had eaten them. The archaeologists wonder whether the pits were used for hunting or storing food, but they believe their shape and size make this explanation unlikely. The archaeologists suggest that the effort required to construct these pits, their alignments, and their location next to water indicate some spiritual or ceremonial significance. For example, they could mark an important place in the landscape. Archaeologists are exploring whether the pits are aligned to any major celestial events, such as the summer or winter solstice. Further pits may yet be found in the area. Archaeologists are analyzing the finds and evidence in the lab. They hope to discover whether the pits were all dug and used at the same time, and to understand more about the plants growing nearby. We conclude this week in Oregon, close to home for the audio news team, where new tests have provided evidence of human occupation in Oregon as old as 18,000 years ago. As announced by the Bureau of Land Management, excavations in eastern Oregon have yielded artifacts recently dated to that unprecedented age. The University of Oregon's Museum of Natural and Cultural History Archaeological Field School, led by archaeologist Patrick O'Grady, has been excavating the Rimrock Draw site in an official partnership agreement with the Bureau of Land Management since 2011. Discoveries at the site have included stone tools and extinct mammal tooth fragments from the Pleistocene era. In 2012, O'Grady's team found tooth fragments from an extinct Pleistocene camel under a layer of volcanic ash from an eruption of Mount St. Helens that was dated over 15,000 years ago. The team also uncovered two finely crafted orange agate scrapers, one in 2012 with preserved bison blood residue, and another in 2015, buried deeper below the ash. The natural layering of the rock shelter sediments suggests the scrapers are older than both the volcanic ash and the camel teeth. Radiocarbon dating analysis on the tooth enamel, first in 2018 and then again in 2023 by Dr. Thomas W. Stafford Jr. of Stafford Research and Dr. John Southern of the University of California, Irvine, yielded exciting results, a date of 18,250 years before the present. That date, in association with stone tools, suggests that the site is one of the oldest human occupation locations in North America. Presently, Cooper's Ferry, another archaeological site on BLM-managed public lands in western Idaho, is thought to be the oldest known well-documented site in western North America. Evidence there documents human occupation dating about 16,000 years, 2,000 years later than the Rimrock Draw site. This summer, Dr. O'Grady and his team will conduct the final season of excavation at Rimrock Draw, opening up areas they hope will yield more evidence to support the early dating. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.